the svar ready. Chai ve'lavin, if the ish is only yosef you and amon l'koyin godol, it's only chai ve'lavin, tavsi bo kedushin, that if you marry an ish that's yosef you with a lav, kedushin is chal. Therefore we say, there is a pasha of yibim here. There is a mitzvah chalitza koponim. Ma'ashenken chai ve'krisis latavsi bo kedushin, for an ish that's yosef you with a chai ve'krisis, that even if you marry her, b'diyeva the kedushin is not chal, such a svara she's not in the pasha vibim altogether. There's no din chalitza at all. That's the havimina now. Most of Rav has to cash from this. Is this true? Is the mitzvah of yisa kedusha? The locher is bo leho. If you mayavim her, knows whether the ishvah zosat you with chay v'lav and rosti with an yisa the rabbonin. If you mayavim her, or yicholus kol rosh mechalitza nifter rosa rosa. Mashma b'diyeva the yidden does help. And your partner the tzara, if your brother had two eyes, and one is a chai v'lavin to you, if you are miyavim her, the other one is potter. Now, if you want to tell me, lavin, midiraisa, lechalitza, ramya, liyibim, laramya, if you want to make your xeros a custom, that chai v'lavin, midiraisa, there's no mitzvah yibim. There's only mitzvah chalitza. If so, kibolil. Here, when the brother was miyavim, one of his brother's two wives, and the one that's a chai v'lavin to him, am I nifter atzerasa? Why is the second one potter? Lechura, there's no mitzvah yibim here. There's only chalitza. So if you make yibim, it means nothing. So how come the Brisa says if you miyabim, the chai v'lavin, mashmid is a good yibim, and therefore the tzeras potter? So Gemara says, who mitzvah lo mufarak, he asked the question and he answers it now. Hatel it's starting katan. He's talking about two different ways. Bo leho means aris a mitzvah. If you miyabim, the one that's only yosem the rabbonin, then avadim the yibim is good. Abacholatz lo is the kedusha. If you make chalitza, that goes on the one that's also with the chai v'lavin. So far we're going that we want to have a mina that chai v'lavin midiraisa has no yibim. It only has chalitza. We'll soon see the Gemara shrugs us off. The Gemara says not like that. What's the word? You must have rova. It says not like this. That psuadako krushuvcha. If somebody says psuadako krushuvcha, Sarah saw them a man that can't have zera. The yazaka and older man. The locher is oichos lev miyavin. He could make chalitza or could make yibim. Case of what's the case? Mesu, if they died, these people, for them achim, they had brothers, for them noshim, they have wives, for yom du achim, yosu maim l'shasayim, and the brothers made maim to the wives, for nosnu get, and they gave get, for chosu gave chalitza. His mashosu wasu, everything is good. What about being bol? Let's say they made yibum, konu, so far it's good. Now, mesu achim, let's say the good brothers died. The yom duheim and these people now are psua daka. That's a chai v'lavin. The yosem maimer b'dishasayim. He made maimer in the wives. V'nos neget oy shecholzu mashosu osu. What he did is good. But v'imbolu, if a psua daka, if a brother that's a psua daka, it's a chai v'lavin for him to marry a Yisrael, a Jewish lady. A psua daka is also to marry a bas Yisrael. V'imbolu, if he makes yibum konu, he is miyavmo. The Yosla Kayomim, but he's not allowed to stay married to her anymore. Mishum Shinemel, the apostle says, Loyal Psuadaka. Now, he sakodat if you want to tell me, Chai Vilavim Midirais Lechalitza Ramya, Le Yibum Le Ramyam, that any time there's a Chai Vilavim, there's no mitzvah Yibum, when your brother dies. There's no mitzvah Chai Vilavim to be Miyavim, only Chalitza, in Bolu am I Kono. What does it say here? If you're Bolu, you're Kono. So Elamai, Elamai Rova, Avadar Maskonri, that Chai Vilavim Midirais has a mitzvah Yibum. The klal is whoever has chalitza has yibum. Midiraisi can't avoid it too. Hello, my rova. Almonim in eros sinami. Esim loitza sehu. Really, there is a mitzvah yibum. But the reason why you're not supposed to do it is because there's an esim loitza sehu. The pasuk says kadoshim yil olayim. Yeah. So maybe it's a lav and an esim. That's why you can't do it. For the gemara mamzeros in the sinu maikol neima. Mamzeros is only a chayv lavin. Why don't you say esim dech loitza sehu? See this kadashtim, another mitzvah say, Hochi called her a kulanami, as it was to say who. Tomorrow, Hodich, see this kadashtim. Hello, my robog, Zera, monim in Erosin, not a monim in Anasuyin. That's the maskon, it's only Zera de Kalocha, that really Chai Vilavin has a mitzvah Yibum. The reason why our Mishnah says you could only make Chalitza and not Yibum, even though Midiraisa should be Mutter on a monlaka and Godl. It's only a Chai Vilavin. And he has a mitzvah to make yibum, as there should be decholoi to say. It's exera not to do it. If you do it by an amon, it's a kind god of min erosin, we're afraid we'll also do it min anasuyin. And min anasuyin, she's an isra say with a lav, you don't see as a decholoi to say. For the Gemara, what about a mamzeres and a nesina? It's only regular lav, that's all. For the Gemara, mamzeres and nesina, maik lameima, Now the Gemara Gzeira b'moke mitzvah, to shloi b'moke mitzvah. So Gzeira, if you're going to be miyabim, mamzeris, true now it's mutter. Because you say, yes, I'll take a lesson, say, but you have to be afraid, don't marry mamzeris, shloi b'moke mitzvah. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, you shouldn't make yibum, just make chalitza. For the Gemara l'miyatir, so eshachim miyaviv, let us yabim. Then with the Rabbanan, you should never be a Mrs. Yibum. You can't be miyabim, your brother's wife, because Gzeira, mishumesh shachim miyimai. People think your brother's wife from your mother is also mutter. Now, the Gemara, that people don't make mistakes. Yibum benachla tala rachmona. Made the idea. Everybody knows it's only your brother from the same father, not from the same mother. For the Gemara, though, isha shein labonim dolotis yabim. If your brother died without children, still there shouldn't be a mitzvah yibum with rabonim. Because gzeira mishum isha sheish labonim. Why don't we make a gzeira? That if you say you're allowed to be miyabim, your brother's wife, when you have no children, may your people come to miyabim with children. So it should be exerim, never to be miyabim. And the Gemara again, bebonim tali rachmona. Made the idea that it's everybody knows. Everybody knows yibum is someone having children, so they know when you have children, there's a mitzvah. When you don't have children, everybody knows there's no mitzvah. But over here, by chai v'lavin, if you tell me you're allowed to marry them, but mokim yibum, people will think that you're allowed to marry them all over. But the Gemara, eshesach shohayib yolamoy, lehtis yabim, gzerim mishum eshesach shohayib yolamoy, make the same gzerim, Nachmal Yeshiva Tala Rachmana, made the idea, everybody knows this. Alright, we'll stop here. Finish again tomorrow. We'll go over this last Gemara again tomorrow. Yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah, so normal the Gemara daf chof on the base we're holding. Again, the shaila was again, how come is Chai V'Lavin, why is there no mitzvahs Yibum? Why don't we say mitzvahs Essay is Doicha Deloy Sasei? So first we want to say to Gzeras HaKosif, and then we ask the Kash, here it says, you see, B'dievid and Boel Okonu. You see, if you are Boel Lechai V'Lavin, you are Koina, Sumash Mua Mekayim de Mitzvah. So Gemara says, and Achlam, they're only Gzeras. Gemara says, Elo Mil, Elo Amarova, Almonim and Erosin Nami, Esev Loisa Sehu. First we want to say, even Almonim and Erosin is a Loisa Seh and an Esei. Tehsev Kudeshim Yilo Lekechem, yeah. So therefore, that's why there's no. That's why it shouldn't be miyabim, because you don't say eser deicholos sevi esei. And the kash was mamzeros in the sin of Michael Meimer, but a mamzeros is only a regular chai v'lavin. Why don't you say eser deicholos sevi? So Gemara says also ksev is kadashtem. It says a mitzvah esei to be kodesh. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, kol atera kulanami eser v'lois sasehu. If so, all the mitzvahs, every lois sasei has an esei to it. The ksev is kadashtem. You should be kodesh. So, Chur, you have to say, Veskadashim does not mean a mitzvah sasei. So, if it does not mean a mitzvah sasei, but Mamzeris is only a pure lav, so if so, the kasher is, why don't we say, Essei is doichaloi sasei? How come there's not a mitzvah lechatchilom, if the Yavom is an osur to you with a chai v'lavin, how come we don't say there's a mitzvah sasei to be miyabla? And the Bryce before said, chai v'lavin only has chalitza and not yibum. How come? Elo Amarova Rova's territory is Gzeira Almona Min Erosin Oto Almona Min Anasuin. And the Chaim, it's only Gzeira. Really, Almona to a Kohen Gadol Min Erosin is only a Chai V'Lavin. Really, you should be allowed to. But a Gzeira, maybe you'll be Miyabin an Almona Min Anasuin, where there she's a Chai V'Lavin, she's a Bula. A Bula is also an Alav to a Kohen Gadol. For tomorrow, we saw Mamzeris in the Sin of Michael Meimor. What there is only a chai v'lavin. Why don't we say yes to the chalais? I say, gzera b'makim mitzvah, what's the shloi b'makim mitzvah? We're afraid if you're going to be miyabim or mamzeres, maybe they'll say, who didn't shloi b'makim mitzvah, also it's mutter. So with the rabbonin, you should not be miyabim if she's a mamzeres. For the gemara of soel l'miyat, v'eshe sochiv miyoviv, v'eshe siyabim, a regular yivom, there should not be mitzvah yibum. Gzera mishum eshe sochiv miyimoy, a gzera who didn't your brother's wife, that you're only your brother from the same mother, where there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's be afraid that people will be miyabim there also, so you should never have a mitzvah yibum. Gemara says, no, yibum v'nachla tala rachmona. Made the idea. Everybody knows that yibum is totally a nachla, it's only if your brother from the same father. Everybody knows it's only from the same mother, there's no mitzvah yibum and she's also to you. For the Gemara is so, isha shein labonim, letis yavim, gzerim shemisha sheish labonim. Every yibum, there should never be a mitzvah yibum mid rabbanon. Should always be afraid if you miyabim your brother's wife when they don't have children. Maybe people will do it even when they do have children. If you make such gzeirus, Gemara says no. They're also nobody will make a mistake. Bebonim tayi rachmonim. Made the idea. Everybody knows that the mitzvah yibum is to have children. So therefore, if they have children, people will know not to be miyabim. There's no gzeirus. For the Gemara is so eshes ochiv, shoyiv yolom olor tisyabim, a regal eshes ach, when your brother dies, his wife should not have yibum, why? Gzerim shemesh ochiv shoyiv yolom olor. Let's be afraid that maybe in the case where the brother died and then first the second brother was born, maybe they'll make yibum then also. So Mar says also, that's not gzerim yeshiva tal rachmona, made the idea, everybody knows that. The pasuk says, ki yeshu achim yachtov, everybody knows it's totally when you're living together at the same time. There should never be a Mrs. Yibum on normal on your brother's wife. Also, maybe in the case that your brother's wife will be in idleness, where she can't have children, and then there's no Mrs. Yibum. So let's make Xerim Midrabonin any time your brother dies, not to make Yibum Midrabonin. Tomorrow says no, Lo Shchicha, an idleness is not Shchich. It doesn't happen too often. So Rabbonin don't make Xeris also one case that's not Shchich. For the more Mamzeris in the scene and Nami Lashchichi, there's a teretz also, the reason why Mamzeris, because it's the Kashadin. If so, Mamzeris in the scene is also Nami Lashchichi. It also doesn't happen too often. So if so, how come the din is, if you, the Yavoma, your brother's wife was a Mamzeris, and your brother died, how come it's saying there's no Mrs. Yibum? Why not? Why don't we say essay of Yibum Shibudecha de Loisasei? That's the Kasher. You want to say it's a Gzera, maybe you'll marry them without Yibum. But no, since the Mamzeris is not Shechir, it doesn't happen too often, there should not be any Gzera. Just like an illness, you don't make Gzera. So back to the Kasher, why by Chai V'Lavin does the Mishnah say there's no Mitzvah Yibum, only Chalitza? So Marian says, Elo Amarova, I'll tell you a new Gzera. Gzera, be your Rishoy, not to be a Shnia. True, if your brother's wife is also to you with a Chai V'Lavin. So really, the first bia you're doing, you're being mekayim the mitzvah essay of yibum. So we should say essay is doicholos essay. If your brother's wife was a mamzeres and you're being miyavma now, so the first bia you're doing true, it should be mutter essay doicholos essay. But that's all only the first bia. The second bia is also you have no head to live with her a second time because she's a mamzeres, she's a chayv elavin. Every time you're with her, there's a lav. There's no mitzvah the second bia. So the kids says gzera not to make the first bia or to be a shnia. That's the gzera why chai v'lavin there's no mitzvah midrabbonim of yibum. Because we're afraid if you make one bia, you're going to make a second bia with her, and that's also. Tanya nam yachli bring a proof to this also. In bo lu konu the ma'aseh if you are miyavim chai v'lavin the bia chal you are koina midiraisa the bia rishoina, but the also lekayam the bia shnia. But you should know you're not allowed to stay married to her. You did the first bia, okay, but the second bia, she's still a chai v'lavin, she's also to you. So that's Rav's gzera. That's what the din is with Rabbonin, not to be miyabim a chai v'lavin. Because we're afraid maybe you'll have a second bia with her, and there's no heter. Hoda Amar Rav, then Rav said like this, V'teim Rav Ashi, lav milfi, the Amri. No, we don't have to come on to this teretz, I'll give you a better teretz. The Yomar HaShlokas, the Shlokas said, Komokom shata moitzi essay. For loisa say, like Rish Lakish is saying a klal, when do we say the klal of essay decha loisa say? Not every time. When do we say it? Imata yochol lekayim shneya mutif. If it's possible to do each one separately, do the mitzvah essay, and don't be over the lav, that's the best thing. You have no right to be over the lav. The yim lav. But in the case where you can't do it separately, the only way to do the mitzvah sasei is to be over the lav, then we say, Yovei esev yitchas lo sasei. That's when esev is dechon lo sasei. Like by klayim betzitzis, if you have a beged made out of klayim, the only way to do the mitzvah with this beged is to be over the lav of klayim. So then we say, esev is dechon lo sasei. But in the case where you have two ways to do the same esev, one way you're over lav, one way not over lav, then you have no heter to be over the lav. So what did Rav mean to answer? Hochinami, the same thing here also. Your brother's wife, let's say, was a mamzeres. So when your brother died, she falls to Yivam. So you want to say, let's say, yes, if Echalitza say, you should have a heter to be miyavma. I'll tell you no. Efsha Echalitza, the Mekayim Esay, Velaysa say, you have no heter to do Yivam, because you could do Chalitza. So Rav and Avamin is learning that Chalitza is the same amount of a mitzvah as Yivam. So therefore, if you want to do Yibum, because the Vesav, the Echolaisa said there's no Heter, according to Rish Lakish. Don't do the Yibum. You have to do the Mitzvah. Do Mitzvah's Chalitza. Chalitza is also a Mitzvah. And if you make give Chalitza, like the Bryce, like the Mishnah says, give Chalitza to the Mamzeres, and you're not over any Avera. So that's why you don't say Yesav, the Echolaisa say, by Chai Belavin. We'll soon see we don't hold like this.
here.
For the Gemara Meisri had the Kashen Rava v'imbolu konu. Here it says that if you are boil her, now it's by Chai v'Lavin, you're not supposed to. But if you are miyab makonu, mashmi did the mitzvah to yufta the Kashen Rava. Because mashmi konu, so poshu, what's the tiyufta? Rava says you don't see as a vecholoisa say. So true, you have no right to do it. But the chur, if you did it though, you were makayim the mitzvah. Mashmi no. If you weren't supposed to do it, konu's mashma, you did it right. Konu's mashma, so like Dois says, in bolu konu wadin l'chathchilu namishori, k'limuchel kamon, it's mashma in bolu shor, in bolu, you were allowed to do it. And here it's a kashal, at Rava, you're not allowed to. According to Rava, you don't say as a dechaloisa say. Well, noch shtag, a posh to pshat is, in bolu konu's mashma, you were makayim the mitzvah. Here it's mashma, if you would not say yes to the chaloisa say, so since the Torah does not want you to be miyabma, that's not called a kima mitzvah. You wouldn't be konha. To be konha yivam is only if that's the mitzvah. If you're going to tell me you don't say yes to the chaloisa say, since you could do chalitza, so it wouldn't be in bolu konu. And here it says in bolu, if you do miyabim, the chai v'lav in your konu, mashma not like Rav. We'll soon see why not. Itma will not like this. Biyas koyin godo bamona. A Kohen Gadol, again, one brother died. Now, the second brother was a Kohen Gadol. And so now the first brother's wife is an Amona. She was an Amona from before, let's say, even. A regular Kohen could marry an Amona. But now when she died, though, so the Kohen Gadol has a lav not to marry her. An Amona Kohen Gadol. So Reb Yechon and Reb Lez, it's a machlekes. Chadoma eina pateras terosa. Let's say your brother had two wives. One wasn't an Amona, and one was not an Amona. And the Kohen Gadol now, let's say he's Miyabin, the one that was an Amona. So one says he did the mitzvah, and he practiced the Tzorah. The first one says, first one says no. If the Kohen Gadol is Miyabin, the Almona, the Lachr is, he did not do the mitzvah, and he did not practice the Tzorah, he still has to either be Miyabin or give Chalitza to the Tzorah. Rashi says, the next one, number, the Chadoma, Pateras Sarasa, one says no. Shashi Pateras Aisav, yet Sarasa Mechalitza, the Sagla Beget. One of them says no. If a Kohen Gadol was Miyabin, the Almona, even though it was a Chai Vilavin, but we say if he was Miyabna, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum. Therefore, the second wife is Potter, she's free. That's the law. When your brother had two wives and he died, so you only have to Miyabin one of them. So here that the Kohen Gadol was Miyabim, even though she was the Almona, she was a Chai V'Lavin, still we say in Bolu Konu. Pateras Terosa.